You're listening to Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Caudette. There have been a lot of unexpected consequences since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June. And we've talked a lot on our program about abortion laws and lawsuits, as well as other legal actions going on. However, for clinics like the Idaho Urologic Institute, the response, well, it's been a little bit different. Doctors there have seen a sharp increase in the number of men requesting information on vasectomies. In fact, they say they've seen a 60% increase in the number of men calling to consider scheduling an appointment. So joining us today is Dr. Nicholas Koontz, a board-certified urologist at the Institute. Dr. Koontz, welcome to the show. And Dr. Koontz, I think you have mute on. You want to turn that off? Dr. Koontz, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Technical difficulties and live radio, they kind of go hand in hand once in a while. So,
sure.
Dr. Koontz, Roe v. Wade was overturned in late June, as I said. So what kind of response did you start getting at that point with men being interested in getting a vasectomy?
Yeah, so we pulled our data at our clinic recently, just looking back at the last 3 years, actually, and I have that data in front of me. So between June and July, we went from 46 vasectomies that month up to 90, so a significant increase of upward of about 60%. Now, if you look at those trends going back 3 years, it's not exactly clear what the reasons are for that, but we did we did see an uptick in our numbers over the over that time frame.
So, Dr. Koontz, I know just in the last week, we were told that phone calls about vasectomies are up about 30% over this time last year. Are people telling you their reasoning? I mean, are they mentioning the Roe versus Wade decision as part of this motivation?
I think that might be an oversimplification. I think we don't really get into that discussion. I think reasons people go into family planning is can be quite complex. So it's hard to know for sure how much that's factoring into it. The only thing we can really comment on are what our numbers have been and what they continue to do. And I think anything more than that would be conjecture to some degree. But yeah, we do see some influx in our numbers over the last month and a half.
So how do you plan for a spike like this? I mean, because it is a fairly dramatic increase over what
sure.
you normally do.
Yeah. Well, so we have right now 10 board certified urologists here that can handle, changes in numbers to that degree. And so, we're able to increase our capacity depending on the week or month. For example, during March, we run our March Madness campaign. We'll commonly see, doubling of our numbers compared to the month prior. The type of practice we have here, we're able to accommodate for those changes.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Nicholas Koontz. He's a board-certified urologist at the Idaho Urologic Institute. And we're talking about an increase in interest in vasectomies and after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. In fact, the Idaho Urologic Institute saw a 60% increase in interest of people making phone calls and calling and asking questions about vasectomies. So with that said, Dr. Koontz, can we talk a little bit about vasectomies for a minute? I mean, give us a quick idea of how this kind of contraception works.
Well, so it's a permanent procedure. It's done on an outpatient basis. It takes 10 to 15 minutes in most cases. Usually no sedation or some light sedation may be required, but it's quite well tolerated. And without getting into the details of the procedure, it's quite safe, it's quite effective, it's low cost, and it's permanent. So if people are quite certain they don't want more kids, I think it's a very, very good option.
So can we talk about the permanency of this? Because I have, I think some people believe it's reversible. Can it be, or is it truly permanent?
Yeah, so technically, it is reversible, but the subsequent effect that people are going for is fertility. That is not guaranteed. So I wouldn't use it as hey, we don't want kids now, but in 10 years when we do, we'll just have it reversed. That type of mentality may put people in a bad situation because it is not universally successful. Technically, the tubes can be put back together, but that doesn't always translate into positive pregnancy, which is what couples are actually going for. So the success rate of that varies, and so it really should be handled on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, and that's good information to know, I think, because I have noticed, I think, with this, with the reversal of Roe versus Wade, with interest in vasectomies and this idea that, well, it can be reversed. I mean, as you mentioned, that may not mean success if you want to have a family later down the line.
Correct. Yeah, I would definitely hesitate to say use this as a form of temporary birth control. I think it should be considered permanent for all intents and purposes.
Okay. And speaking of other permanent contraception, can we talk a little bit about the pros and cons between vasectomies that men would get and then a tubal ligation for women?
Yeah, significantly decreased risk. So if you compare them head to head, there's really no comparison. I mean, one is done under a local, local anesthetic, 10, 15 minutes, very little, if no long-term complications or risk of health versus the female counterpart of a tubal ligation is done under a general anesthetic and is intra-abdominal. So I think there are certain situations where a tubal ligation can be helpful from other health standpoint or at the time of C-section, for example, or they're other having other abdominal operations. But otherwise, you just can't compare them directly based on the risk factors alone.
Mm-hmm. So what would you tell someone who is now considering a vasectomy? I mean, what is the conversation that you have with this individual?
I think we do, anyone interested will come in and see any one of my partners or myself for a consultation where we can sit down, give them a chance to ask questions that they have, go over a nuanced discussion of the details of the operation, what they can expect from recovery, and then the subsequent follow-up that's required. But we do rely on people to make their own kind of informed decisions with themselves, with their spouse or partner or whatnot, because it does have some long-term ramifications regarding fertility. So it's not something that should be, made on a whim, and we can help aid that discussion and dialogue. And then certainly we can follow through with the procedure if they choose to move forward.
Were you surprised by seeing a sharp interest in vasectomies, even if they are just phone calls, right? And people calling and asking about it?
Well, it hasn't just been phone calls, but it's actually our numbers of completed cases. So I don't know. I think it's speculation to some degree because there is fluctuations throughout the year for various reasons. So I definitely would hesitate to read into one blip on the radar, read more into it than it actually is. I think there's multiple reasons right now. You could look around at other things going on that could contribute to that. Mm-hmm. And I think, the Supreme Court ruling is one factor to consider.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Koontz, and sticking with us as we figure out those technical difficulties. Thank you for your time today.
Yep. You betcha. So we're here at Idaho Urologic Institute. We have three clinics throughout the valley in Boise, Meridian, and Nampa, and we're seeing patients. We'd be happy to help anyone out who wants to proceed with that.
Well, we appreciate that. We've been talking with Dr. Nicholas Koontz, a board-certified urologist at the Idaho Urologic Institute, talking about the uptick in men in Idaho considering and even getting vasectomies after the Roe versus Wade decision was overturned in June. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. So appreciate you and your time. And thank you for sticking around with us as we deal with these sometimes technical issues that happen. But, live radio, that is part of the fun of it. So thank you so much to our listeners. We appreciate you all so very much.